Hello, everybody. My name is Jay Matta, and I'm pleased and privileged today to introduce you to one of the most amazing shows that's going to be up and coming in your future very soon now. And we had that guest on there, the host on that show, that's actually going to be talking about that and talking about what the show dynamics are going to be about and how this can significantly help you as an entrepreneur. The show's name is The Balanced Millionaire. And The Balanced Millionaire is for those high-achieving professionals who want to elevate their business and maintain a balanced life. You're going to get to learn from a former highly paid corporate insider and expert in scaling businesses. Most businesses fail within the first 3 years because the idea was bad, and also because of inexperience. Mistakes can be costly, both time and money, and with you being tapped into the show that you're about to learn about, you'll get to learn about what are those missteps that happen in there so you can help hopefully avoid those pitfalls when you start to grow your business. So let's talk a little bit about who the Balanced Millionaire is. It's Eileen Mendel, the CEO of Inner Edge International, a business strategist and a mentor. She's certified life mastery consultant and renowned speaker and author. And let me tell you a little bit more about Eileen. When you hear Eileen and when you talk to Eileen, you're going to feel the breakthroughs that you need to elevate your business and your career. When you listen to the show or whether you have a one-on-one consultation with her, you'll get to move to the next phase with greater ease and realize consistent revenue growth. Get to catapult your business into a seven-figure stratosphere. That is huge. So not a lot of people make that claim. So this is why it's so important for those of you who are really embarking upon your business or want to take it to the next level, not only to tune into that Balanced Millionaire show that's up and coming here on BBS Radio, also to be able to have that one-on-one consult with Eileen so she can learn about what you're doing to help you to get through that part of it. It's time to shift directions, everybody. A little bit more about Eileen. Eileen's been there, done it, and she's duplicated her time-tested, proven strategy for business executives and entrepreneurial dynamos aspiring to achieve the next level of success. Her education is just incredible. She's been to the Vassar College, Wesleyan University, University of Rochester, and the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, also known as MIT. She's a published research scientist and a businesswoman with expertise in business strategy, development, and marketing. And Eileen also holds a BA in a biology and an MBA. So I'm really super excited about this. I'm sure you all are too. So Eileen, welcome to our conversation today. Thank you for being here.
Thank you, Jay, and it's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, it's great to have you here. So I want to roll into some questions with you. So your audience that's to be and the people that are checking out what the show is going to look like and what they're going to receive from this, whether it be listening to the show or, again, you know, having a one-on-one with you or working with you at that level to help their business. You know, you attended all these amazing colleges and universities. You're a published research scientist, a businesswoman with expertise in business strategy, and you got all these degrees here. You're a former highly paid corporate insider and expert. Can you kind of give us a scope from your perspective to simplify it? What exactly do you do?
Yes, Jay. I work directly with CEOs, C-level executives, to ramp up their business to seven figures. And we do this either one-on-one or through group coaching. And I use tools from my own experience as well as from my life mastery coaching certification experience. And I combine those so that the executives can do everything on their own. Once they're taught the different tools, they can use those throughout the rest of their professional careers, as well as in their lives, because I teach them tools that are applicable to other areas of their life, like their health, relationships, and time and money freedom. So it is a intensive group of executives that will work with each other in a mastermind, as well as be learning new skill sets and new ways of thinking.
So how does someone actually ultimately acquire that balance with a flourishing business? Let's say, for example, that's they're in a business right now that's insanely busy for them, and they have no balance. They're literally working around the clock all the time, and they're not even enjoying the fruits of their labor. How does generally someone, or what direction do you help take them to help create that balance?
Well, First of all, we take a deeper look into what is really going on in their situation. Everybody has different things going on in their situation. It could be pulls and things going on with the family, where they are just not spending enough time with the family. There's frustration, there's stress because they're not seeing their kids grow up. They're not spending enough time with their spouses. So we look at how we can deal with that give them that time and space so that they can have a great relationship within their family as well as build the business at the same time. We also look at the health situation. A lot of times people who are running companies just put themselves under so much stress. It's just part of the job, so to speak. And the stress will create additional problems, health problems. It could be, not getting enough sleep. It could be turning to alcohol or whatever so that they can, kind of have time to relax. But there are better ways to do that. I teach them about things like meditation, just getting away, quiet time where they can have some time to de-stress. And it could be also going out there and playing tennis or jogging or whatever it is that gives them joy so that they can get back to work and be less stressed and have a healthier sense of well-being.
Okay, let's take a look at the polar opposite of that right now. So for those businesses that are starting up, they're not successful yet. They're still trying to get there. You know, this always thrown around here. We always hear this. Everybody hears, well, if the business is going to make it, it's going to make it within the first 3 years. 3 years is what you got to give it. How can the new business owner avoid in that 3 year period? I mean, what are some of the basic steps that a new business owner should consider that they can avoid during that quote unquote 3 year, trial period of them trying to set up their own business?
Well, one step they can take is to hire a coach right out of the gate. Having the mentor by their side so they don't make a lot of mistakes and they, can learn at the same time from that coach is the best, I think, one of the best ways that they can avoid failure. If they want to do it on their own, they're going to have to get out there and learn a lot of things that they probably have never learned in school, and corporations don't teach you because you're so specialized, when you're in a corporation that you don't see the big picture. So those kinds of things are, if you can't afford a coach at the time or, want to do it on your own a little bit, you have to learn some way or another. And that would be attending workshops, reading, watching webinars, anything you can get your hands on, so to speak, or watch will help you, guide you so that you can make the right decisions. But ultimately, you have to make decisions to move forward. And that's a struggle for many who have not ever led an organization because they're not sure what decision to make. So rather than making any decisions, they just feel comfortable staying where they are. And usually if you don't take action, you won't get anywhere. Or if you take the wrong action, again, you'll have step backs where you'll have to, recoup, and then get back on track. So, and that wastes a lot of time. So your best bet is to get the education and get the mentor as soon as possible to avoid failure.
You know, I say this all the time, even the president of the United States or most world leaders, I would imagine, they have coaches all around them every single day, 7 days a week. They're consistently being coached. So I think that the same adage would apply to any business, that if you're consistently being coached. I agree with that, and I've utilized that myself, and I think it really does work. And I think, you need a sounding board sometimes to keep yourself out of the game, if you would, and you let a fresh set of eyes look at it. So if someone does have that coach, for example, and they do follow, strategies that are proven to be successful, generally, what's the time frame that you would expect that someone should reach a profitable level when they start up a business?
Well, it depends on each individual company, what products and what market they're serving. because I've seen companies, and actually this happened to me myself, where immediately right out of the gate, I started, you know, my past, I've made good money, it just ramped up from there. But sometimes the market is not ready for what you have to deliver, or maybe you're talking to the wrong market, or maybe your product isn't fine-tuned and refined enough to compete in the market, and you have to go back and tweak it. So this, you know, could take 3 years, maybe a little over 3 years, to really get to profitability. So it depends on each situation and what the expenses are and what it is they're trying to get out to the marketplace.
Just like any other business, the coaching is another business also. Can you give us an example of one or two breakthroughs that you provided to your clients that other coaches cannot or have not been able to do?
I would say the lifestyle integration with the coaching tools that I have learned and expertise, because I've been working with companies for over 30 years, helping small companies build their businesses. And if you are a coach, there's so much competition out there. You know, we all have our own stories. We all have our own way of teaching, but I bring to the table my 30 years of expertise, as well as all my training. And this, you know, it's actually in the field. I've actually used these tools myself. It wasn't something that I joined a coaching franchise and now I'm teaching you and I never used myself. I teach you everything that has worked for me and I've seen work for my clients. So that's, you know, my practical skill sets over 30 years have actually, I keep studying, and I keep studying, Jay, because you never stop learning and keep learning new ways and new tools. And I experiment on myself first before I recommend those tools to others. And I know that they work, otherwise I wouldn't recommend them. I have, you know, the life coaching skill sets that I've used on myself that have worked in business and worked in my health and my relationships. And I have used my business tools on my own business, and I know what is working and what doesn't work.
So let me ask you this question then. So, you know, you mentioned talking to all these businesses and corporate America and really working with major companies and things. How's that translating? So when someone who is they're just starting up their business again, that maybe wants a consult with you, how does that translate? Are you able to take that kind of dynamic from going there and actually going one-on-one with somebody at that level?
Yeah, every situation is different. And I work with each individual if it requires a one-on-one. And I do offer one-on-ones in the group as well. I mean, those are part of the group training is also one-on-one to figure out what is it in their situation that they need to do to make the business successful. So it's it's not just a one-size-fits-all one-size-fits-all deal. You've got to find out, you know, in depth what's going on with the individual, with the company, with, not just the company and the products, but also inside the company. What's the company culture? Is there, you know, a team spirit going on? You have to look at all angles before you can actually advise them on what they need to do next.
But you'll work with, like, let's say, for example, like a single coach who really doesn't have much support staff at all, but you'll work with that him or her to be able to help grow their business out there so they don't need to have a total infrastructure?
Yes, I will work with other service businesses, coaches, or medical personnel, psychologists, dentists, etc. But they have to be committed to growing their business and not just, you know, making a comfortable living. So that's where I can come in and help them build a team that is they could build a virtual team, or they can have part-time workers helping them, because you can't do it all on your own when you're building a million-dollar, seven-figure business. However, they certainly can have a seven-figure business. So it's just a matter of training them how to build that business without, you know, having a, you know, a huge number of employees to manage, et cetera. They don't need that. They just need to know some basic things that will help them grow the business to a higher level.
Eileen, can you let us know? Here's another really important question I think a lot of people think about when they're running their businesses, and they get their, they have these dreams and they say, okay, I want to do this business and I'm not going to give up my dream. I'm going to do whatever it takes. I'm going to put as much money on this. I'm going to refinance my house, get a second mortgage, take money out of my 401k, my IRA, whatever, you know, yada, 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 kind of thing like that. At what point does someone need to say, I need to stop the bleeding, in your opinion? And either A, stop what they're doing right now and maybe hit a reset button to start over. At what point do you feel along the way, do you, you know, maybe time-wise, if you would, do you think they really need to say, consider, hey, I need to stop and start over?
I think early on, if you see that things are not working and you're not getting the clients, you're not getting the traction in the marketplace that you desire, you have to look again. Is it, you know, what is it that's creating that? If it's the product needs more work, then, you know, don't put any more money into the company until the product or service, you know, usually with coaches as a service, until you work on it some more and refine it so that it becomes, if you can differentiate it from the others in the marketplace, if you can make it, you know, attuned to a certain niche part of the market, you know, what is it you need to do? You need to look at that. You need to look at how, what kind of media mix that you're using to get the product out there. If you're talking to the wrong audience, then that could be a problem. If you're not getting the visibility, then you need to look at other ways to get visibility for your services. So there's a number of things, but you need to kind of reevaluate on a regular basis before you put out any more money. What is it that is hindering the business, and whether it's worth continuing on or do something else?
So it's okay, though, for those out there that are growing their business right now and really putting a lot of money into the business, it's okay if they're not at that point right now, they've been doing this for a while, it's okay from your perspective to say, hey, take a minute, stop and start over. Don't put any money in this until you really get a real fair assessment on that. You feel that's okay before they completely give up, yes?
Yes, I think if they have something to give the world that is unique and fresh and is going to change many lives, I certainly encourage them to continue on, but maybe they've gone down the wrong path, and then they may need outside feedback from, you know, prospective customers or advisors or mentors to let them know what it is they need to do that isn't, you know, the things that aren't working. And they need to reevaluate also themselves. What are they doing? Sometimes you self-sabotage when you're in a small business because you're scared. You know, you're scared to go out there. You're vulnerable. So that's something that the fear sometimes prevents people from doing what they need to do. And so they self-sabotage.
Got it. Okay, so everybody, how'd you like the Balanced Millionaire? I sure did. This is pretty great advice. And for those of you who are achieving professionals who want to really elevate your business and maintain a balanced life, again, recapping what Eileen said, help catapult you into a seven-figure level of get to that stratosphere, if you would. Again, learning from this insider, you know, you're going to get the tools from this. Listen to the show, The Balanced Millionaire. You're going to get insight on this. The show is going to be recorded on BBS Radio, so you'll be able to listen to that. And also, too, Eileen, if you don't mind sharing with us while people are waiting for your show, because I know that's all in the process of being set up, can you let everybody know how people can get a hold of you for a consultation and if they need to just discuss their business while they're listening to this right now?
Yes, they can email me at Eileen Mendel, E-I-L-E-E-N, Mendel, M-E-N-D-E-L, 123 at gmail.com. Or they can connect with me on LinkedIn and message me there. Or they can go to my website, www.innereginternational.com.
Very good, everybody. This is Eileen Mendel, everybody. Again, you're going to be excited about the show. It's an amazing show that we're so excited about putting on here for you. And remember, get that consultation for yourself if you are a business. You have absolutely nothing to lose and seven figures to gain. So go ahead and do it. Contact Eileen. She's giving you the information in there. Eileen, thank you very much for being here. We look forward to your show, and I can't wait to keep tuning in on this and see what amazing guests that you have on her. Thank you for being on time with us today.
You're welcome, Jay.